The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and welcome to our meditation together. And one of the remarkable aspects of being human is the ability to be conscious, the ability to be aware. And that awareness, being conscious, has many facets. At different times, different facets are emphasized. And one of those is the ability to recognize what's happening, to be aware and to recognize. But the recognition is, there's different kinds of recognition. This morning, I woke up fairly early, about an hour before I usually do, and felt quite awake and refreshed. And I thought, wow, this is an hour before I usually do my morning meditation. So, I could probably do some things. I have a long to-do list, and maybe I'll do some things and have less to do during the day. And then I said, no, I can also meditate longer. So I sat down to meditate, and still with thoughts that I should maybe be doing things. And as soon as I sat into my meditation posture and kind of settled in, I realized that my thinking about what should I do here, it's early in the morning, should I do some of my to-do list or should I meditate, that was all kind of a lot of thinking. And the recognition, there was a deeper recognition that was happened when I sat down to meditate. When I sat down and got into my posture, that immediately there was this knowing in my body that I was home. Immediately there was a knowing of, oh, this is good. This is settled. This is the place to be. And that recognition was not in the same discursive thoughts that I had when I was considering what to do with my time. This was a deeper knowing, deeper cognition that felt much more embodied. Oh, the body knows. Oh, yes, this is the place to be. This is right. And so then I settled in. I felt affirmed in my decision to meditate. And this way of being connected to the body and letting the body be an informant, how does the body cognize? How does the body know? What does the body know? And sometimes the body knows before the mind thinks about something. If we're uncomfortable in our body, the discomfort occurs before the cognitive, intellectual labeling of it. Oh, I'm uncomfortable. It might happen seemingly at the same time, but there's a little gap between them. And a gap that is noticed when it's possible to sit quietly in meditation. And the body, there's a knowing that things are uncomfortable, but there's no thinking about it. There's no reaction to it. There's no higher cognition in the knowing of it. It's almost like a silent knowing. And this knowing that I was, in the right place meditating, this is good to sit here. There was a silent knowing in the sense that it wasn't really the mind talking or thinking or imagining, just the body speaking. So to our ability to be aware of the body is such a powerful thing, so helpful not always easy. The body is challenging. A lot of pain, a lot of discomfort can exist. But below the level of thinking about it, reacting to it, what happens? What does the body know? How does the body settle in? How do we really become attuned to our bodily experience? So, assuming a posture, and mindfulness begins, can begin in meditation, with mindfulness of the posture, taking some time to maybe sway back and forth, or maybe rock back and forth a little bit, and kind of to become a little more embodied, but also to find a nice midpoint in which to sit or lay in a good balanced posture. And then to gently close your eyes. And without much else to do, what are you aware of in your body now? If you attune yourself to your body, familiarize yourself with the body. Maybe almost as like you're listening to the body. And then as a gentle way to expand the sensations of your body, the range of what you sense and feel in your body, take a few long, slow, deep breaths, 3/4 full, and gently exhale, long, relaxed exhale. And then being attuned to your body, following kind of a pace or that feels relaxed for the body, return to a normal breathing. And as you exhale, in a relaxed way, no hurry, relax any parts of your body where there's holding, where it's easy to relax. Relaxing around the face, let the area of your lips be relaxed so the lips are not pressing against each other. Some people find it a little bit relaxing to have the tongue gently touching the upper palate, the roof of the mouth. relaxing the shoulders. Can you relax a bit your upper back? Maybe if you do so, it feels like you should adjust your back a little bit. And on the exhale, softening the belly. Sometimes if the belly relaxes and hangs forward, down, might also feel appropriate to adjust the posture a little bit, adjust the spine. Relax the fingers. And then center yourself on the body's experience of breathing. And maybe the emphasis can be to allow the body to have its own experience of breathing. The body can have its own knowing of the movements, the sensations of breathing. A knowing that's deeper than the skin. The body's knowing. That is not the same thing as thinking about the body. In fact, as you exhale, see if you can let go of thinking or let go with your interest in thinking. So your interest can be in the body's experience as it breathes in and breathes out. letting the thinking mind become quieter, so you're better able to feel and sense the body knowing itself. The more we can feel our body and let the body's awareness of itself become fuller, the more the body's own process of healing, of making whole, has a chance to unfold. The settling, the calming of the body, the opening of the body, the awakening of the body allows for all kinds of wonderful healing and processes, understanding processes, deeper understanding of our life. And it gives a different character to our capacity to care for compassion, for love, for friendliness, when it's embodied in a relaxed, healed body, when it's relaxed and open, when it seems to vibrate or resonate from the body. And as we come to the end of the sitting, to turn this body awareness out into the world. And the art is to stay centered in the body, and simply to become aware of the world around us in some kind of intuitive way. The people in your communities, people you'll encounter, people you'll learn about and communicate with today. And may you stay in your body, in your contact with others. Stay in your body and let that be a place from which friendliness and care can flow, not from your thoughts so much, not from the mental shoulds and shouldn'ts, but from a sweetness within. And with whatever sweetness, tenderness, gentleness, beauty that we have within, may we wish well in the world. May we wish for the welfare and happiness of others. May it be that we contribute to the happiness of others. May it be that we contribute to the safety of others. May it be that we contribute to peace for others. And may it be that we contribute to the freedom of others. And that as we do so so it grows our own happiness and safety and peace and freedom. May all beings be happy.